In the Bible, salt is used in a way that is usually very positive. Of course, within the context of that time, it was used as a preserving agent, and if you had no salt, you had no meat that you would be able to enjoy. Within the context of the temple, salt was offered with the sacrifices of the animals as a way to express to God a sense of passion and commitment, that the salt, in a sense, was a way to add flavor to the sacrifice that was being offered. And indeed, for ourselves, a little bit of salt on that egg in the morning, a bit of salt on that steak. And when I have fresh corn, there's nothing better than seasoned salt with lots of butter. Now, supposedly, massage therapists also use salt scrubs to unclog a person's pores and rub away dead, hardened skin. I've never been to a massage therapist, you'll be glad to know, because that would be a sight for who knows what kind of eyes. But I did have the opportunity to float in the Dead Sea, which has a salt content of 33%. It's 8 times saltier than any other ocean. And one of the things they sell on land are these rubs that you can put on your skin. But one of the things we did, we actually just went to the ocean side and we took the mud that was there, and you might have seen some of the wonderful pictures of us looking all rubbed up. But then when you wash it off, there's just that sense of baby smooth skin. Didn't last for very long, but another example of how hardened skin becomes softened skin when you float in the Dead Sea and put on some of that mud. So why does Jesus talk about salt in today's gospel? Well, you remember yesterday that the apostles were arguing with one another about who was the greatest, who was going to be top dog. And Jesus is in part wanting to articulate here, boys, you've got it all wrong. It's as you learn the way of true humility, the pathway of service is the pathway through to greatness. And there's something about humility that is like a salt rub. It rubs away selfishness, self-promotion, and boasting. It unclogs within us what pride and sin cover over. And the thing about humility is that it purifies us of everything that is degrading in life and allows us to be, in a sense, like children with clean, smooth souls, because we are living in the way that Christ asks of us. Now, here's the thing about humility. It's not in really big things, but it's in the small things of everyday life. That's why in our gospel today, Jesus began by saying, you who give a cup of cold water to someone, that's not a big deal. It's a small act of serving another. St. Francis de Sales said, great occasions for serving God seldom come, but little ones surround us daily. How about kindness to an irritable spouse? Patience on the road with a slow driver instead of giving them the bird. An encouragement to a struggling coworker are little acts of service. Offering to empty the dishwasher, pick up the dry cleaning, pour someone a second cup of coffee. Small personal acts that keep us salty. And as this happens, as Jesus says, have salt among yourselves and be at peace. For you see, it is the way of people learning true humility that discover the peace of which Jesus is speaking. So it's striking that on the one hand we have this teaching about having salt among ourselves, but we have the counter sort of person represented in our reading from Sirach. Because here wisdom teaches us, be careful Do not become puffed up with pride, or do not presume on God's mercy. Don't be puffed up with pride. How is it put? Do not rely on your wealth or say, I have enough. Do not follow your inclination and strength in pursuing the desires of your heart. We are not to put all of our confidence in money. We are not to say, I am independent of God, where I can ignore him and disregard him. And one of the things about the age in which we live, there's never been a time in history that's more affluent than ours. And how easy it is for people to think, this is all I need. There's nothing else required. And so being puffed up with pride because of material security, we need to guard ourselves against that. And then secondly, wisdom would tell us today in Sirach chapter 5, do not be presumptuous in taking advantage of God's mercy. And so we read, do not say, I have sinned, yet what's happened to me? For God is slow to anger. Do not be confident of forgiveness that you add sin to sin. Do not say, his mercy is great, he will forgive the multitude of my sins. For both mercy and wrath are with him, and his anger will rest on sinners. So it's kind of like the attitude of the person who goes to confession, and they're not really bent on amending their lives. Well, I've got to go to confession, it's Lent. But you know, God's in the business of forgiving, and I'm in the forgiveness of sinning, or I'm in the business of sinning, and therefore let God forgive, and I'll just keep on sinning. That's taking advantage of the sacrament in a way that St. Paul in Romans chapter 6 asks the question, having just described Jesus' mercy. What then are we to say? Should we continue to sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who have died to sin go on living in it? There is nothing that Jesus speaks against more than hypocrisy. That play-acting of the faith, where a person appears to be righteous and religious, but in their heart they are consumed with themselves. That's why Jesus' teaching in today's gospel is some of the hardest and harshest. We have to deal with sin in our life. Cut off the hand, cut off the foot, pluck out the eye. Because if we just keep on going as if it doesn't matter, the day will come when the end will come, and then we face the judgment. And so for us who are desiring to walk in newness of life, we are called to put to death puffed up pride and presumptuous indifference to sin. Rather, we want to be salted with humility. Let us this day ask the Holy Spirit to lead us into ways that we can express humble service to others. Let God direct our steps to those places where we are most needed. Don't dismiss anything he leads you to do, even if it seems insignificant or distasteful. You may discover in doing that small act of humility, that small act of generosity, that God will cleanse you the most. There's no better way than to be scrubbed with the salt of service.